You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have found the Achilles heel of Erica.
What?
Listen, bro, just let me finish.
It's kind of also the Achilles heel of T-Hack.
Yeah, but he doesn't like to say it, but you don't like to hear it.
No.
Bro.
And you know why?
Hey, bro. Why don't you like to hear it, bro?
I am no one's bro.
Oh, bro.
I am just not a bro.
We're not allowed to call you bro ever? Like,
no, you can call me dude.
How can I call you dude but not bro?
Yeah. Well, I say dude a lot. So that's why.
Oh, so if you use a word, bro.
And even in like a funny way, my friend will say, like Hulk Hogan, hell yeah, brother.
I use brother a lot.
And I am okay with that. And I say it sometimes and probably have to you guys.
In the Hulk Hogan voice?
Hell yeah,
hell brother. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, exactly. Yours was a lot better than mine there.
Yeah.
But bro, okay. Don't hit me with a bro. I'm not skateboarding and I'm also not a boy.
But brother is the same. It's just the shorter version.
It's different.
For some reason, I don't. What we want to talk about is the words you want to eradicate from the English language. And they don't even have to be. Like, some of them are going to be words. Some of them are going to be slangs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm just going to say, I don't understand skibbity, and I think it's got to stop.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it means.
I don't either. I think it's suspect or like weird. It's not good. Like, that's skibbity. It's not good. Isn't it not good?
I
think skibbity's not good.
It comes from skibbity toilet. My kids are very into the toilet.
They're into skibbity toilet.
And that's where it came from.
It's brain rot.
I don't know. They haven't like watched it. They just like, we've like printed off the skibbity toilet picture for them to color.
Good? Skibbity's bad.
I don't know.
Aaron's looking up what skibbity is because I have no concept because I
don't think it really has a meaning.
Yes, it does. Because like I've seen have you seen the clips of like dads talking to their teenage daughters and only using things? It's just like, oh, no cap. Oh my God, that's so skibbity. And they're just doing these things and the daughters start to catch on like, wait, what are you doing, dad?
It can be used to describe something good, bad, weird, or just a filler.
Okay,
in
then
a
that's
sentence.
Not a word.
But I think it's kind of like.
That's not a word.
It depends on the context of which you're using it, which I don't like.
No, I. Bro, I'm with you. I feel you, bro.
You say bro.
I feel you, bro.
One more time.
I struggle with bro because I feel like I should be using it more, especially when I'm talking to other males like my age. When we bro out, I don't use bro enough, so it feels forced. It feels awkward.
When does it become bruh? Are you allowed to say bruh? Come on, bruh.
I don't know.
You're not.
I can't say that.
No.
Do I need like Rasta beads or something? Is it just a reggae thing?
Pick up that skateboard. And
try it. Well, like I don't know. I have skate shoes. I have like.
Yeah, bruh.
I just don't like any of it.
Oh yeah, you try it, Erica.
Yeah, bruh. Yeah, it's all very try hard for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. How about jelly as a word?
Yeah, I probably use it.
Only if it's come with peanut butter attached to it.
No.
You can never say.
I used to say it as like, oh man, I'm so jealous. I'm jelly.
I'm jelly.
But now I don't. I say I'm jealous.
I feel like I still will text that I'm jelly. And I know it's annoying, but.
Let's just do it together. Can we just do it together? Let's count out the syllables. Jealous. How many is that?
Two.
Okay, let's do jelly. Jelly. Oh, you didn't shorten it. Just say it.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like you need to calm down.
Okay.
Come on, bro.
OMG.
Can you try saying, come on, bro?
Come on, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, bro isn't working for you.
Here's what we need.
Something's wrong with bro.
Something about it isn't good.
Here's what we need. We need you to add to our list of words that you want to banish from the English language. And if you call with any words that I say, like or you will not be let through.
In front of the line.
Or yai.
No, yai is, nobody's going to banish yai.
No.
Please don't let them through. But like, if there's a word that you want to go away forever, this is your chance to make your case. 303-222-5423. Text that number, call that number.
I used to be a big user of iconic.
Interesting.
I hate it now. Like, oh my God, it was so iconic. Her dress on the carpet, it was iconic. Yeah, no, I hate it.
Mm.
I can't stand
it. Because you overused it, you think?
Yeah.
I think we as a culture
do that. Therefore, nothing is iconic.
Yes. Truly nothing is iconic anymore.
We do that with amazing.
Yeah.
We do that
amazing.
With
amazing.
We do that with hilarious.
Yeah.
You don't think I'm hilarious?
You're closer to iconic than you are hilarious. It's, what, why?
Where are you looking? What is going on? Did you?
I thought I saw something fall from the ceiling. I also might be having a brain moment.
Okay. Is it because you know I'm going to say the word?
What word?
Moist.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh, she made the face though. You know what she's
doing?
It's not my
favorite.
You know what you're doing? You're doing the reverse psychology. You don't need to know that it's a weakness for you, but you don't like it.
I think that...
You say it.
10 years ago, moist. I think that 10 years ago, it was... There was so much hatred for the word that now it's like, yeah, we get it. You don't like the word.
But it's just a word. Don't give the word power.
Yeah.
You don't give the word
power. All I'm saying is, if somebody brought you a cake, what do you want it to be more than anything else in the world?
You want a moist cake.
Chocolate. Yeah. A moist. Moist. Got it.
We're not ordering. Just say whatever.
Just in case. I didn't know.
Okay. What are
you
doing? Oh, man.
The one that I hate the most, it's like a phrase, and it drives me nuts when people say, I could care less.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
That's incorrect.
Yes, it's incorrect. You could care less. That means you care a bit, and you could care less than what you currently
care. Couldn't, if you're going to say it.
You could not care less. Yes, right. Just say it right, please. Okay. Come on, bro.
All right, bro.
Oh, no.
All right, whatever your phrase is, we will we'll make it go away somehow. My big thing, though, I just want to say, I just hate Erin and her entire generation because they abbreviate things, and that's what drives me nuts.
Like hubby?
That.
Oh, hate stop it, I hate it. Don't, that.
No one call me wifey.
Don't, no, ah!
Well, maybe my...
Like you, no, 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 just stop.
Yeah, wifey is longer.
Yeah, that's what
I'm thinking.
It's
not an abbreviation.
It's
cute. All right, if there's a word or a phrase you want eradicated, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are tearing apart the English language today. We are getting rid of words. Bro is on Erica's list.
Yeah.
I forget everybody else's list.
Could care less is mine. I hate that.
Yeah. I don't really have one, just abbreviations in general. My father, rest in peace, got in on it and just started using words like calc.
For calculator?
Yeah.
I mean, love calc. That.
What? No, you don't get...
It's cute, though.
But an abbreviation has to be worldly accept. Like, you don't just get to choose words and you say them shorter.
Why not?
Yeah, throw me that calc, bruh.
Right. Josh?
Yai.
What word are we, or phrase, are we getting rid of?
The word, and I feel like you really have to try hard to work it in a sentence, but it's hella. I don't get that word, hella.
That's a big
NorCal
thing.
There are people in this room
thing.
Who use it.
No.
Does
Aaron?
No.
Yes.
Then who are we looking at?
Hack.
I use it all the time, yeah. Because you're kind of, it's like you're kind of getting to say a swear word.
You say, you know? That's really off character for you to be a hella guy.
That's why you say it?
I started saying it in high school. Yeah, I'd say hella all the time. I'd always write, like when I'd order food at the, I'd just put, I want hella, whatever.
Like hella amounts of Taco Bell sauce.
Yeah.
Do you want any Taco Bell sauce?
Hella. I say it at Chick-fil-A too. They get a little, like, sir.
It's my pleasure to hella you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do. Yeah, how much Chick-fil-A sauce? Hella. I want, yeah.
So I've always heard hella as like a, like a modifier.
Mm.
Like it's like, hella good.
Right.
It's hella bad.
Oh, I always meant it's like a lot. Am I using it wrong? I mean, Josh, no, you are. I am a try hard, so I am.
Okay. But don't you think that, yes, you're just removing it as a modifier and just using it as that, a lot. Like hella good is a lot good.
Yeah.
Hella bad.
Yeah.
Isn't there a song, hella good?
Got my feeling hella good.
There we go, thank
so
you.
Let's just keep on doing.
Devin?
Yeah.
What are we getting rid of?
The word literally, we use it way too much.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, but it is literally a thing.
It's not always literally.
No, if you're being literal, you're not speaking figuratively. We know you're being literal. You're not joking.
Are you, Devin, are you calling because of me? Because I do say it too much. Is this a dig at me? You can just say it. It's okay.
You say it hella.
The last year and a half, it has been literally way over to you.
But, okay. I know I internalize everything and make everything about me, right? Do you think she's talking to me or no?
I think that she's talking to everyone.
I didn't know. I think she's talking to me. I think she's literally decided to kill me today. She literally wants me dead.
Okay, well.
She literally. Okay, thank you. I do find myself. I know I use it incorrectly. I know that. But that's. But I think we kind of have accepted certain things. Like chomping at the bit. We've accepted that.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
You're like, are you really excited to do something? I'm chomping at the bit. But thanks for mansplaining what chomping is. But the phrase is not chomping at the bit. It's champing at the bit. And we all just have accepted that.
Yeah. Well, that chomping at the bit is like a horse getting ready to run the derby.
Right. But it's actually champing. Okay.
Can we? I didn't quite get it.
Please tell me the video cameras have her at least just doing that. We just need her.
It's like my dog. He does that all the time to me. He goes, okay, anyway.
He literally does it
he
all the
time. He literally does that.
Carol?
Yes.
Yeah. What word or phrase are we getting rid of?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're...
I cannot. It started with my kids, and I just can't stand it when they go, whatever.
It's very dismissive.
Yeah.
I can say yes. If my
and
kids said that.
You can use it in so many different connotations. It has so many different meanings depending on how you say it.
It doesn't. It just means whatever. I don't hate this one. Wait, it's just like whatever.
But also you could use it in a sentence like whatever you want. That still sounds condescending.
Yeah. No, it's like whatever. Do you want Chick-fil-A or do you want
whatever.
Pizza? Like whatever.
But sometimes I want you to make up your mind. Pick one.
Whatever.
Don't give me a what. No. Ooh. No.
Okay, Rob.
Yai.
What word are we getting rid of? What word do I say that you hate is what this is turning into. What are we getting rid of?
I don't know if you say it, but I'm on a one-man crusade to stop people from saying processes. You would never say I've had many successes in radio business.
No slacker would not.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Me. You know what we learned the other day on the show?
What?
Or maybe it was off the air.
Oh, it was off the air.
Erica has a lower voice than I do. It's weird.
Like singing wise.
Because she was singing. What were you singing?
I was singing,
You're taking me out.
Yeah.
The ordinary.
You can't hit that note?
And I can't hit that note.
You sound Elvis-y.
Try it. Really. It was,
I mean, no, she was like, we're in here. I like walked into the studio and she had dimmed the lights and she was like, wise men say. Anyway, she's trying to talk herself out of being the high notes on news. Come on in with us.
News.
Just Aaron.
No. No. It's so sad.
News.
No.
News.
No. Our only real hope.
Back her up there.
Is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope, actual news of the day, or probably not. Just a reminder for the people in the room, it's under the new rules. Everybody's got a nope in their holster, and nobody's used one this week.
So
you can say nope at any time to anybody's story.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
Yes, thank you.
We all know GTL stands for Gym Tan Laundry. That T should have stood for taxes, as Mike, the situation.
Oh, no.
Sorrentino is back in trouble. He's already been in trouble with
tax evasion. I was
going to
say, didn't he already go to jail for it?
He did, yeah. And
jail for it?
Yeah, like his baby was born while he was there?
Yes.
For taxes? They don't. You got to be real bad to go to jail for taxes.
Yeah.
Breaking news, it's real bad for Mike, the situation.
Like millions of dollars.
Yes.
Bad.
Currently, he says they're saying one lien is $9,000, which is okay. Okay.
Not
that's
a big deal.
Not
they're
big
not going to put you in jail for that.
He's got another lien for
I'm
two.
Sorry, how much was the first one?
Nine grand.
Yeah, there it is.
The other one, $2.2 million, almost 2.3, that he still owes. It's a different New Jersey county that he owes taxes in. And I thought it was millions the first time he went to jail. And I thought I would.
Oh, man.
I would think just as part of clearing all the first one up, you'd be like, and what else?
Right. Do we,
like, his lawyers or somebody?
Every year?
Yeah, before they let him out of jail, wouldn't they check to see that?
But man.
It's not looking. He's in a situation.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Kebsy.
Gosh, he has.
I love that show.
You do.
Like tiny children.
still.
It is sad. Because he's like turned his life around. I don't think he drinks anymore. He's
his wife's
married,
cute.
All of
listen,
that.
I started the thing.
It's all right.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is mostly for T-Hack, but a poll, an online poll has named America's... an online poll has named America's best fast food burger. Would you like to take a guess?
Ooh, it's America. So America. It's a fast food.
Why would you?
Wait, Claire, where else? Hold on, because my passport. I've flown to Nicaragua for a burger.
Certain
places are regional. You know, I'm not gonna say In-N-Out because like they don't have them.
There are In-N-Out so much everywhere that I think it's probably in the running because they've expanded quite a bit. I know it's the least healthy. I know what I'm gonna guess.
What?
I know what you're gonna guess too.
It's Five Guys.
It's Five Guys.
Of course, dude, you're always talking about Five Guys.
No,
Five
Guys, when
it's
you
not.
Just, I really want to try
America's
Smash
number one burger, McDonald's.
It can't. No,
I love that. Everyone's guessed except the person I originally asked.
No, we don't ever let that person talk.
And I'll tell
talk.
You right now, you're both wrong.
Oh. I'm finishing my burger.
Hold on. I'm going to say this. Like, McDonald's, like, I don't think of it as a burger. I think of it as McDonald's.
I don't either, but they're everywhere.
Food. Oh.
And they're number one. Like.
But, like.
Like, when you think fast food, you think McDonald's.
Ooh, this is tough.
Because if you say chicken sandwich, it's obvious. Right?
Chick-fil-A?
It's Chick-fil-A.
Okay, Popeye's had their moment. Dethroned?
Not chicken sandwich.
But it's okay. By the way, I saw a stat that chicken burgers are taking over.
Healthier.
I know, but it's like, come on. When I want a burger, it's like, ooh, should I get chicken or no?
Yeah, it's a different thing.
It's a different thing.
I will say.
Don't have time for your guess. No, I'm not using my nope on you. What do you think it is?
I don't know. I'll stick with Culver's. I know that's not right, but
Culver's came in the top five.
Yeah,
Culver's is number four for the best fast food burger.
Okay.
It's In-N-Out.
Is it really?
And
really?
I was surprised. I knew you were going to have that face. Do you even like an In-N-Out burger?
It's
that's a no.
Are you being serious?
I like it. It's just there's a lot. There's always a line, and then you get it, and
there's not anymore. There's so many In-N-Outs now. There's one in my neighborhood.
It's good.
Yeah. How can it be the national number
it's
one
so good.
When there's not one in every state?
I think it's because when people then travel to states with them, they're like, we gotta get an In-N-Out.
And then they're disappointed.
You're only disappointed in the fries.
Watch your mouth. In-N-Out is my favorite.
That's what it is.
The fries are so bad.
Could fight all of you on this.
You hate
In-N-Out is my favorite burger and fries.
And fries?
Well, because the fries go with the vibe.
Uncultured swine. It's like,
they're like sad.
There's an In-N-Out fry.
But you know
why? It tastes exactly the same. They taste like paper. Their fries suck.
Yeah, and they give you the salt packet. They're like, you do it.
I like to work for it.
I paid for this, you know? Oh, my God. It's offensive.
I've never heard that take on it, but yes.
You do
Maybe
it.
Maybe you don't want salt on your fries.
When your fries taste like paper, you want salt on them. For sure. Can you give us the rest of the... We only know four and one.
Oh, okay. So it's In-N-Out, Habit, Shake Shack, Culver's. Habit. I don't know if they have those here.
No.
What is a Habit?
No.
And then, do you know what it is?
No, I've never heard of it.
Five is Island's Fine Burgers and Drinks. Huh?
No.
No.
So Five Guys is not on there at all?
Five Guys is seven.
Okay.
And it goes down.
Is Smash Burger on there?
17.
That's crazy.
Wow. It's not a burger.
Smash Burger 16.
Okay.
Wahlburgers 15. Jack in the Box.
Are okay, but
what
they're...
is Mooyah?
I don't know. There's way too many on here that I haven't heard of. I haven't heard of them. What did that tell you?
All right, the thing started.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The woman who, she's an actress. She's in Harry Potter. She plays Professor Sprout. She is like going through health issues, but guess what? I don't care because she's kind of a bee, and she said that all Harry Potter fans need to grow up. So, whatever.
So Aaron just wished
I did not.
Someone.
But I'm just saying I don't feel
bad. Oh my God, you're using user note for evil?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What's the point? I don't get it. What's left? Why would you have... Why?
What's left?
Yeah.
Tiak, like, it's not like we just found out that they're closing Culver's, but he got some of the worst news he's ever heard in his life.
Yeah.
He's deeply affected by the closing of moving walkways at airports.
Yeah, they're ripping them out of airports. What's left? Why would I go to the airport if they're going
to
get rid of
somewhere,
them?
Typically, you go to the airport to get on a plane.
Yeah, to go somewhere. But you want to get to your plane with the least amount of movement possible.
Yeah, I like it because I feel like I'm going fast.
Right, if you walk while you're on it and you're like, yeah.
Exactly.
Zoom.
And also, Slacker, just get ready. You're coming to my side. I have young children. It is the highlight of going to the airport. It's the only thing that will keep them entertained.
Escalators. They sell escalators.
No, but the escalators are too packed. They're always like people shoving.
Dangerous. Yeah. Mm. And they're like far away. At least the walkways are right outside your
gate. Wait. Do you think they're doing this at our airport?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. It's just got real.
But it's just like the Denver airport has so many moving walkways.
It's all moving walkways.
It's all. There's no way they're getting rid of them.
Because there's two each way, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and especially you end up on, I forget, like there's some back way where you go like over the bridge and stuff, and it's like there's a ton of them down there.
That's on the A concourse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all the concourses.
Yeah.
There's like, no, there's...
It's coming back. If you flew international or you go across the walking bridge, there are walkways coming to and from A. Yes. Trust me.
Okay, yeah, I do. I'm saying I don't know what it is.
But in all of the, isn't it all the terminals? There's like...
Yeah, but there's two in the middle, but like going to A, like if you do A, you could really, if you have a late...
Because you don't have to take the train for A. You're just...
So you just be on, can be on walkways forever. Mm-hmm. You can be sedentary. I don't know if you've ever done this.
Yeah, you can sit on them. They let you.
There are places, the American Express Lounge is one of them, where you are overlooking a walkway.
Yeah.
And it is very much like horse racing. Like you can get a whole line of, and then you're just like a girl with the weird leopard skin, like leopard top or whatever.
The inside corner.
And you will. And you're like, you've got money in the middle and you're like, who's going to step across the line first?
It's a photo finish.
Oh my God. I will get you into the lounge if you want to come with me. It's so much fun to bet on people.
That would be fun.
And then you have a little kid and like, they're the little dark horse. Cause they're like way in the back. And you're like, my money's on the kid. And they're like, no way, he just got on. I'm like, I swear to God, he's gonna weasel his way. He knocks the old lady off with his like.
And the worst, sometimes people get on it and they stand. It's not for standing.
I hate
it's
when
not.
They do that.
It's for walking.
It's exactly for standing.
No, it's for walking.
People who can walk, walk.
But I want to go fast.
It's to pretend I'm a superhero.
I think there's some people who can walk who choose to stand on them.
Yeah.
But maybe you're standing because you're doing work or something.
Boo-hoo.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Get to your seat faster.
It's okay. You just got to stay over to the right. A lot of times they spread out and there's people trying to walk behind them. And that's poor etiquette, I think.
Do we know why they're doing it, though?
It just takes a lot of money to keep up maintenance.
It is when you come up on them and they're broken.
Yeah.
You're like, what am I doing here again?
And then
I'll
you
just
walk on
home.
It and your balance kind of, even though it's not moving.
Yes. Like, none of you guys have the real reason they're doing it.
I'm not.
They're doing it for cost.
Yeah.
No.
It says maintenance costs are another.
They're doing it to get you to spend more money at the airport.
Do you understand how much money I spend at the airport when I'm at the airport?
Because you're one of those, aren't you?
We get there early enough because we want to have a meal and we want to have beverages. We're considering getting a special credit card to get into a lounge.
The Amex lounge is so good.
It's nice.
Oh, it was the Capital One. But
the Amex lounge is so good because you have the bedding is right there. I promise you.
That's how much we spend at the airport.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems. OPP for short. What's happening?
Today we have Tanya, and she has an issue with her friend and her friend's new boyfriend.
Oh. Mm. Hold on. I'm getting my Venn diagram out. Tanya?
Yay!
Tell us about your friend and your friend's new boyfriend.
Okay, so I don't want to be that girl, but I'm that girl this time. Okay. So my friend, she just posted a picture of her new boyfriend, boy toy, whatever you want to call him. But for me, I know him. And I know him personally, okay? And I don't want to be that person, but, like, he's that guy, all right? He's that guy.
That guy?
What does that mean?
What?
Well, okay, one weekend we were all out on, like, a little girls' trip and stuff, and we met some people, and, you know, it was a good night, all right? And he, all right, how do I say this?
Tanya, you are a lot. And like, I'm trying to read the energy of Aaron and Erica and like going, do you guys understand what she means by that guy? Like,
well, she just said that they had a really fun night.
So,
yeah, it was a good night, okay? It was one of those, you know, don't tell everybody, just hook up type thing. And we hooked up, okay? Her new guy is my old boy toy. He's that guy.
But you had relations with him one wild night. Like one crazy, unheard of, unbridled.
It's not one of those nights that you just tuck away in the corner either. He's like that guy. He's got the best D ever. Okay.
Wow. Hello.
Oh. Okay.
Pulling up chairs.
Okay. He's the guy that you tell all your friends about, and you know.
Oh.
You don't know
he's
what I'm talking
about.
He's
that guy. Yes. Wait. Hold on. Tanya, please. Time out. You have one of those. Erica.
Everyone has. Like,
you have a.
Mm-hmm. That story that everyone knows about.
It was like, oh my God, this one time, just like, ugh. And they just know, but they don't know who the guy is.
I've told you guys about who it was.
I probably blocked it out.
Maybe Aaron's that guy is the same guy.
Okay, real quick, before we get back to Tanya, Tiak, how many people do you think you're that guy for?
Oof, wow.
I hope our numbers are the same.
Yeah. I would hope one, my wife.
No. Oh, well, that's different. That's different.
No, just like okay.
I would hope I'm hers.
Okay. Never mind. I took it too far. So the girl who's now social media official with this boy, does she know your wild story? Have you told her about the good D thing?
Well, she knows about the good D, but she doesn't know it's her new boyfriend.
Whoa.
You know, you don't give names. You just tell the story.
You hardly
and
even
just
know
smile
names.
About it. And that's what I did. You know, we clicked, me and him clicked so well. And like, he's that guy that I tell everyone, like, you know, when you're having that girl chat with your friends and you're like, let me tell you about that time.
Uh-huh.
This is my that time, my forever that time, like the best time I've ever had. Like, relations, okay?
The best
like,
time. Got it. Okay.
Yes.
Is the AC broken?
I feel inadequate. The more you go on and on, the more I feel.
Okay, so
I'm ready to tell y'all about the time. No.
Okay. Don't make that sound.
I'm kind of. We might have to break this into two or three parts here. So
you kind of want
to. I need to set up a base camp. I'm tuckered.
Is this bad? I mean, it sounds great. It sounds like your friend is about to have an awesome time. I guess,
but what's
right?
going to happen when they all get together for the first time? And is it going to be like, Charlie, hey, remember me? I don't know.
What if
you? Yeah.
Okay, can.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how, like, to just, hey, you remember that time I was telling you about the best D I've ever had?
I think I know what she should
guy.
Do.
Oh, God. Here comes wisdom Erica.
Everyone's going to agree with this. Uh-huh. How long ago did she post this on social media? A couple days?
Well, it's been like a couple of days, almost a week now.
Fabulous.
So it's new.
You send her a text today and say, you will never believe it. Your boyfriend is this guy.
Huh.
And then what you say is, I am thrilled for you.
No. Huh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because if it, no.
Because then you're like, you're getting the good stuff. Mm-mm. I'm happy for you. This is amazing. I'll never tell the story again. Bada bing, bada boom.
Because if this is her guy, if your friend.
Because what if you get to like, did he pull this move? Did he try this?
Well,
with
don't
you?
Do that.
But she's already said all the moves he pulled.
I know, but then she just never mentions it again.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. To me, I know that it doesn't work this way for guys, but like if Tiak had this legendary story and then all of a sudden I'm like, man, I didn't think I'd fall in love again, but here she is. Here's Tanya. And you go, well, Tanya's the girl, man, from the riverboat. And I'd be like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
like,
what are you doing on the riverboat?
Never say that. Yeah. Never tell you that.
No, but.
Because we don't work the same way. We go, oh, well, now.
Yeah, it's like, ruined for me.
Yeah, because I'm going to think.
That's the one that you already just. You did everything with.
Oh, my gosh.
Men are not stupid. We know you've been there before. We just don't want to be able to recall the face of the person who did it. And like, I don't want to look at that person every day at work. So like, I think Tanya should shut up. And like,
no,
like,
but it's gonna get out eventually. So it would be better.
Hold on. 303-222-5423. Call or text. How do you know it's gonna get out, Aaron? Because what if he doesn't, like, she got the good D. What if that was just some average P for him and he doesn't remember? I'm just throwing it out there. If he's a player.
Average P, now you're talking. Now I feel included.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute.
It can be both things.
It can be. But if Tanya's going to never say something and hope that this just goes away, she has to talk to him about
it.
Which then
like
means
what, pull him aside?
Then they're holding a big secret back from her friend. It doesn't. There's
you
no
don't
win.
Think there's a chance that this guy's a player and he doesn't
of course
remember?
Of course he's a player.
But, that
but
he
also
wouldn't remember.
Then, should her friend be with him?
If he's decided to reform.
You say that like you might decide to reform someday.
I can't reform. I've never been a player.
Is there a chance that you've, Tanya, that you've told the story so many times that even if you don't say that she's going to figure it out the first time they get to, eventually
maybe,
she's going to be like, wait a minute, this guy's doing a lot. Like
this reminds me of something.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, it may be some familiar move done there, you know? Okay. Like,
but he's not the only guy to have moves.
Broken.
And there's only a certain number of moves.
That's what you think.
Well, let's see.
I've got a diagram. Where's my...
Okay.
Tanya, hang on. Don't move. We're gonna get to the bottom.
It sucks because I do think ignorance is bliss, but at the same time, I would want to know. And I know that when I found out, I would be comparing myself the entire time.
But if you never found out, wouldn't it be better?
But no, because I want to find out because that's my significant other and that's my friend.
Especially if this is going to be a long-term thing. You have to know.
I think Aaron just nailed it because it's not like the guy scenario that you said. It's not that we think women haven't had other partners or whatever. It's the comparing. It's
sure.
If I know the person, like,
but
I'm going to be comparing
then
myself.
The relationship's over. It's over.
No, it's not.
Yes, it's then the comparison starts immediately. If I'm ignorant, then the comparison will never start.
Yeah.
You really have high hopes in
world. I just don't want to know that Tiak has been there.
And what happens when Tanya gets a little drunk and she's the not guy's gonna. There and then the guy remembers and because she's drunk.
So who should she tell? Her friend?
Her friend.
I'm looking for better advice from that than that, I think. Because if there's a chance for her friend to be happy.
Her friend can stay happy. It can happen.
I don't want to do this to you.
Do it. Because I don't think I'd be upset.
What if Aaron goes, has your fiance always lived in Salt Lake? Because I had this one really weird night in Salt Lake.
Right.
And then.
I think it would be weird. And then
I think
I
it'd
would
be
just,
more than weird for you.
And I'd probably be like, okay, well, those two are never hanging out so low, right? But like, why would they?
I think that would be really hard for you. I know it would be really hard for me. If that was Tiak, I'd be like.
Or what if I said it to you, Erica?
Well, that's a whole other issue.
Hold on. I need a minute. Okay. What should she do? Erica thinks tell. I think maybe circle with the guy.
Mm-mm.
I say just plug your ears, plug your eye, cover your eyes. Just, I don't know.
Because all
it's
you've ever said about this
like,
guy is he was great. You didn't say his name. Like,
also, that's a compliment to this girl.
But not, you don't want the compliment about your man. You don't want the compliment to be the best DA I ever got in my life was your fiance.
Do you think it'd be worse if it was the worst ever is your fiance? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Ask my wife. Good morning, everybody.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Tanya. She had a one-night stand that apparently everyone in the room on the female side has had. Just one of those...
Yeah, like you have the stories, or at least your friends have had it, where they're like, oh, it's that one story of that time in Vegas, you know.
Just crazy things happened.
Yeah.
And you don't keep it to yourself. You tell everyone you know.
Also because you think you're never going to see them again, or not regularly.
All those things apparently have happened to everybody except Tiak and I, but that's fine.
Sounds great, ladies.
But like now, one of her good friends has gone social media official with a boy, and it's the guy.
We haven't even talked about how crazy this is. Like that.
What are the odds?
I don't think it's that crazy because I think the universe just does crap like this to us.
For sure, for sure. But it's like, you know?
Of all the people.
Of all
Oh my God, you guys, I think I fell in love. Oh my God, he's so great. We're going to go Insta official. I'm going to put his, and it's like,
right.
Oh no, that's the guy.
Yeah.
So I'm of the mindset, and I think I'm the only one in this room who says, ride the lie. Like, there's a chance it was a crazy night for him, and he doesn't even remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said do like the monkey emoji. You cover your... Yeah, just like,
I don't know. Whatever right. happens.
But you both are setting the friend up for failure.
Or for the ultimate success. Because she's going to get good relations and never have to know that her good friend has also been there.
But then when it comes out...
Because secrets rarely stay secrets.
Yes. Then what?
But if we're... I don't know. If we're thinking this guy is a player like we think he is, he's probably got a list. Might not remember, Tanya.
He might not remember we didn't say this. I just want to say this. Let's say he does remember. Okay. He's not going to ruin his current relationship and go like, oh, that's right. he's gonna shut up.
But if he's a player, he's going to shut up.
No, he won't freak out. He won't freak out. If he's good at this.
Players don't freak out.
There
players
go.
Keep it cool.
Say more like that. Yeah. Do more of that. Yeah. It's a one. All right. So we've got somebody on the phone who's actually been in this situation as well. She's obviously changed her name, Tiak?
Yes, yeah, to Candy.
So Candy, and we also put her on VD.
Voice disguiser.
That too. Candy.
Yeah.
You are disguised.
Okay.
So you've been in this situation.
I have. Uh-huh. I have been, actually the first person I was with was my boyfriend's best friend.
Oh.
So you had crazy relations with him.
Yeah, we had kind of a bit of a fling.
Okay.
It was a longer than a one-night thing.
Oh.
Not super long, but yes.
What about the fling?
It happened like 3 years before my boyfriend and I got together.
Did you know your boyfriend at the time that you had the fling? And once you started dating your boyfriend, did you know that you had had relations with his best friend?
Yes, I went to high school with both of them.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so it's a little... So the boyfriend knew about the fling.
Yes, he did know about the fling, but I didn't know he knew.
Oh no.
Darkness. Okay.
I told him as soon as things started getting kind of serious with my boyfriend, I told him, hey, I got to let you know something. And I confessed right away. I go, hey, I got to let you know this happened. And he goes, oh, I already knew. And then he told his best friend that he and I were kind of getting together. Ugh. And his best friend confessed right away as well. I think she needs to tell her friend.
So you're just, yeah. You're a believer in honesty, even though you were busted before you were honest.
Yes. I think you have to tell or else there's no recovering.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to come out, you
it
guys.
Does.
It does.
It does.
But is that endearing? It seems like, ladies, if you find when you're ladies. When you're like, I have to confess something, and he goes, I already know. And I didn't bring it up, and I didn't make it weird, and I didn't, like, is that cool, or are you like, you already knew? You knew this whole time? Like,
yeah.
Either, it's fine either way.
I kind of was like, you already knew? I kind of was shocked.
Okay. Well, thank you. No, we are not taking any votes for honesty today, though, but thanks for the call.
We absolutely are.
You're not. Like, you guys don't understand how often men lie to you.
Oh my gosh. You're speaking to two women in like semi-serious relationships.
Yes, but I don't
think... For the record, mine's serious. I'm unsure about their friends.
We don't have a choice.
Dane's on the line.
We don't have a choice.
You do have a choice.
No, we don't.
You always have a choice.
A problem.
Yes, ma'am.
What if Tanya meets the new boyfriend and then Tanya doesn't know what happens behind closed doors. The new boyfriend then tells the best friend, hey, I've been with that girl, and then the friend is pissed at Tanya. Why didn't you tell me?
He's not going to do that.
But he might.
Guys, don't rock the apple cart.
That guy
we had.
You rocked it, all right. No, but he won't. Guys aren't going to put themselves in a weird...
that guy. Candy's
Candy's
boyfriend.
Guy. Yeah. I know, but that's different.
It's...
You have to trust me. I no. swear to God, he's not going to say. I don't think he's going to say. Even if they meet face to face and he remembers, he's going to be like, uh-oh.
He's going to go, maybe she doesn't remember.
Yes.
What if he wants to come clean
to his girlfriend and say, hey, I want to start this relationship on full honesty, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what girls do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what girls are supposed to do. We lie to you until we've trapped you enough that you feel like you can't leave.
And then we find out the info, and then we get pissed because you didn't tell us that you hooked up with your best friend. Mm-hmm.
So, and then we repeat. Yes. That's dating.
Jeff. Jeff. Oh,
we just hung up.
He was worried about the same thing Erica's worried about.
The guy doing it first.
The guy's going to go, hey, actually, I got to tell you something. Your friend, Tanya.
Can I just...
Matt was coming.
And then she'll be mad.
From a man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Named Jeff.
But he's a dumb man.
Can't even work a phone.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
I don't know how we got to talking about this off air, but we don't have any choice but to talk about it on air now. Mm-hmm. Are there professions that you could not, would not date? And let me just start with the obvious one. The person who sees your privates.
I was going to start with radio host.
No, but like, I mentioned this on the air. Like, we were at a concert or something. Who was that? Somebody was like, this is my beautiful single friend. And she's also an eye doctor, maybe?
I think optometrist. Which is like, why, that bothers me. We always say eye doctor. Everyone says eye doctor instead of optometrist. It's like the one.
But we don't know if she's an optometrist. She could be an ophthalmologist.
Is that why?
What's an ophthalmologist? It's
just
I
feel like they just don't get enough respect. Where I was like, going to the eye doctor, you know?
Like, sometimes.
Like, instead of saying, we're going to the teeth doctor.
Right. We don't say that.
The teeth doctor? Right. Yeah.
Or like the
she's
toe
right.
doctor.
She's right. The way she said that made it seem like she's dumb. So why do we say eye doctor?
Well, maybe we should start.
And everyone does it.
I'm
it's
going
not
to
even
the mouth person.
Right.
Well, that's
the ear doctor. The skin doctor.
Yeah, you don't say skin doctor, you say dermatologist.
Maybe ophthalmologist is just too hard to say.
It's optometrist or ophthalmologist.
That is why. Okay.
That's what we say. But I will say this, like, if you go to, with all due respect to like those places, Pearle Vision, Lens Crafters, whatever, you don't always see a doctor. Like, sometimes you're just seeing.
Yeah, I don't.
Because somebody now, they just like shove the thing up to your face and goes. And then, like, they kind of have you. They, like, before, they used to have to turn the knobs 100 times themselves.
Yes.
Now the computer thing just goes, whoop, we got you pretty much dialed in.
Wow.
And we just check for astigmatism where they go, this better, that better, this better, that better.
Interesting.
Anyway, that person, could you sleep with them? I felt it'd be weird if she was my optometrist.
Yeah, I think,
That Why one, not? I think you could, but like
that's not too. It's weirdly intimate because it's your eye, and you would gaze lovingly into her eyes. But
lovingly feels weird. But okay.
She'd be like,
but it feels.
You
less
need a new checkup because something's funky going on.
Seeing a little cloudy.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
But like your mouth doctor, your teeth doctor, could you date them?
Oh, one time I.
Oh no!
You can't start a sentence
oh,
like that.
Oh no!
One time I had major flirtations with a dentist and. We were then Facebook friends.
Whilst he had your hands in your mouth, you flirted with him?
He flirted with me. He was doing a root canal.
Oh, gosh.
And saying, wow.
No. Like, I don't know. It was really weird. I was like 22 and like, you know, dumb. So anyway,
tell me what flirting looks like though when he's ripping a root out of one of your teeth.
I don't know. He was just like chatty, and then afterwards he was lingering. And
do we believe as the other people in the room that Erica is an accurate judge of whether he was flirting? Because you had drugs on board. It's like that guy totally wants me.
I swear, it was happening, and then I had to go for a checkup.
And then who Facebook friended who?
I did. Okay. My roommate at the time was like, do it. And like, I regret it. I deleted him so quick. I was like, that was just so weird. I never saw him again, but would have continued down that path had he made that choice.
But then you couldn't, how do you make out with somebody who's had their hands in your mouth?
That's a great question. I didn't think that far.
Okay. So the question that was on the table before we started talking on air, could you date your gyno?
No. And I also could not have a male.
Why not?
Why does he care?
Why does he care? Because he's your doctor?
But
Why did he choose to go into that field? I'm sorry to all male gynecologists.
Hold on. Are you saying that he's creepy because he's a male?
Not creepy, but like, how did we end up here?
He took an oath.
He could have picked anything else.
Oh my God. I don't want to scare the squirrel, but I need to hear more from
you. Okay.
What are you talking about? You think, because I do have this exact same theory about clowns.
What?
They don't belong in the operating room, for sure.
Right.
Yes, you don't want a clown giving you a pap smear, right? Am I wrong?
Right.
No, but like...
What is your theory about clowns?
How did they get here? I'm a creepy person who wants to disguise my face and be around kids.
Huh? Luckily, a gynecologist is very different from that.
Well, they disguise their face and they want to be around hoo-ha.
Oh, okay. I actually, you know, I said I could never, but I actually had one male do like a quick operation. It was the thing I did.
It's
aunt.
When she.
Yeah, we got to get her better insurance.
Can Aaron chime in here?
No. Why? Because she has one?
Yeah, I have a male gyno.
It's better, right?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's better?
I don't care any gender of my doctors. As long as you went to school, you got your license, your degree, you know what you're talking about. Sure.
Yeah, why'd he go to school, Aaron?
No.
Science is cool. Our bodies are amazing.
What's his end game,
Look,
Aaron?
I could be the problem because it's like there should be more research on the female body as it is. So maybe those men are trying to make a difference.
Why did you
upward inflect? But also, because then also... Why?
Because
Can I ask you a dumb question real quick? What's the difference?
You.
What's the difference between a gyno and an OBGYN? Well, the GYN is gyno. Right? So yeah. OB just means the baby
obstetrician,
part?
Yeah. So they can,
yeah, I think that's okay. The baby part.
Mm. Yeah. They just want to be in there or they want to take things out of it. Okay. It's like, you know, being a safe putter or a safe cracker.
I feel like I've offended.
It's a noble profession.
No, listen.
I've offended the male gynecologist population.
I don't think you have. Well, here's what I've known from, I've dated women who have had both.
Okay.
Male and female. Mm-hmm. They say the male is better because it's kind of like a woman CEO is like mean to all the women underneath her kind of thing.
Well,
No, that's a proven thing. We've talked about it on the show. There's been studies where it's like they clawed their way to the top. I'm like, F you got to claw your way too. And like female gynos are the same. They're like, I know you can stretch farther. Like they're...
I know the pain that you go through with your period.
Yes.
This is, you don't need...
Like they do an ablation and they don't numb it enough or whatever. They're just like, because they're like, you can handle it. It's like a lightsaber.
Coming from you.
Is that a lightsaber?
Like, yes. And we're like...
I've never thought this way.
But it's true. It's like men are harder on their sons, right?
Sure, yeah, because you like, yeah.
Rub some dirt on it, boy.
Yeah,
let's go.
I've been there. I know.
Oh, you just got kicked in the... let me bounce you twice and let's go. And female gynos are just like, you got this. And then they just...
Why did you have that on hand?
I knew how this was going to end.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, spelling. We don't have time. Okay, just keep Googling it while we're doing a spelling bee on the show. Yay! Can I? I'm gonna do something I don't often do.
What is that?
I'm going to lower the fourth wall for everyone. Erica and I had a discussion today.
Yes.
About doing a spelling bee on the show. And I thought...
We're doing the spelling bee because it is the Scripps National Spelling Bee happening right now.
Is it just Scripps or Scripps Howard?
It's just Scripps, I think.
Used to be Scripps Howard.
What happened to Howard?
I don't know. Howard's dead.
He got canceled.
It's the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Okay, so here's the thing. I thought it'd be fun, and I think you did too, to have boys versus girls to see who's smart and who's kind of dumb in the room.
Mm.
But then we would need an MC. Because words, how do we... like? That's not fair.
Right.
But now Erica has volunteered to be the MC. But I said we should bring in Tall Guy from Next Door.
Oh, okay.
Because he
I thought
hosts...
I was being gaslit.
He hosts a lot of events such as these.
He does.
And Eric, I want Dan, if you're listening, I tried to get you on our show. Erica hates you. There we go. Keep going. Let's start the spelling bee.
If a student spells incorrectly, they're out at the national finals. The head judge rings a bell when this happens.
Oh.
So, okay, so incorrect okay. means bell.
Bell means you're incorrect.
Yes.
Okay. I also want to point out there are two students from Colorado competing this week.
Shut your mouth.
I will not shut my mouth because Blanche from Boulder, she's 14.
Nice.
Well, she's in the eighth grade and she got eliminated in round six earlier today.
That's okay.
However, we've got Ved from Denver. He is 12. He's in seventh grade. And yeah, he's still in it.
Can I just say?
As I last checked, actually, I should probably double check.
Let me tell you this. Blanche, we're still proud of you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She got to the quarterfinals.
Yeah, let's go.
That's amazing.
Yeah. She came in 74th, I think, which is still huge in the whole country.
In the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody participate when they were young?
No.
They did them at my school and I rocked. But I don't. Here's the problem, you guys. None of us know how to spell anymore because our phone does it.
That's true. Ved got through this last round, so he should be in the semifinals later.
Right on. Ooh. Let's go, Ved!
So I'm going to give you guys, I have two words for each of you.
I've got a fantasy team. Can you tell me where? No, I don't have
any. Oh my gosh, I was like, what?
Dang it. There's one.
Two words for each of you. I have the definition if you need it.
Oh, good, yes.
I do not have the origin because I am not that smart.
Mm.
And I'll tell you what, these are all words that people got out on this year.
Okay.
Why would you throw some ones that they got out on?
No, you don't understand.
Like, do you think we'll get any of them? Clapper. Start with like dog. Like you don't start.
These
what,
are from
what
like
are you...
round one. They're as easy as it gets in this national spelling bee. Okay.
Yeah, but they had to get through all the qualifiers. Like,
are
too
you
bad.
Serious? These are give us ones they got though. Oh my god.
Okay.
Who's going first?
I'll go. I'll try.
Look at T-Hack being a man.
Yep. First in, first out.
Okay.
FIFO this thing. Let's go.
Your word is espadrille.
Oh my God. Can I have it?
No.
Mm. Can I have it?
No. That's not
I volunteer as tribute.
Would you like the definition of espadrille?
Can I pass it to Slacker?
It doesn't count as a point for you if you do.
Yeah, what's the
definition? The definition is a light canvas shoe with a plated fiber sole.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Espadrille.
And you can't write it down.
Yes, right. but you have to do the pretend.
That's not right.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Slacker just held up a piece of paper and tried to show me. Wrong.
Okay.
So, thank goodness Diak didn't pass it.
Espadrille. Espedrille.
Oh no!
Thing is bad. Thing
so
is
you're bad. He's bad. Out already?
No, he could get a second word, but he's probably not going to win. So
okay, wait, that's how I would have.
Just give me drill.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Does it go on to the next kid? Is that how? Yes.
Oh yeah. Is that how it works?
No, and then they bring a huge hook out and they pull that kid off stage crying.
No, I think that the word just retires.
Oh, does it?
Because you want to take it.
You
can't. Nobody. Yeah, that word retires.
This isn't going very well. Do you guys want me to? We didn't think about this enough off air.
Right.
Do you want me to then say the correct spelling?
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Espadrille.
Espadrille. That's what I wrote.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Look at that.
I have the previous camera footage.
Yeah, but I held it up over here. You
all
don't
right.
know.
Dang,
Slacker, you're going to be next.
Okay, I'm going to be next.
Elogia. Sorry, there's no in front of that. Your word is logia.
She's the worst to be doing this because she has that weird thing she does with her voice.
Logia.
Would you like the definition of logia?
I would like you to spell it for me so I know where the A's are.
Logia, an open-sided extension to a house.
Logia.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
I was because I was going to do an open-sided thing. Mm-hmm. Logia from the Latin loge. What's the? Do you know the origin?
No, I told you. Not that smart. It wasn't on the website. It wasn't on the website.
Logia.
Come on, you can do this.
L. You don't ding until I'm done.
I don't ding until you're done if it's correct or not, or if it's incorrect.
I've got this. I feel like if this isn't it, there is no God.
Okay, can you just spell it?
Logia.
What? Wow.
There's no D?
That's what I was thinking.
L-O-D-G-E. Oh my God, moron. You're out.
L-O-D-G-I-A.
No.
Logia.
Yeah. Come on.
All right,
by
Aaron
the way,
is up.
Can we just declare me winner? Because I think I just won.
If I don't know the
Aaron
origin,
how am I supposed to... Aaron has not had an opportunity to go. Aaron.
We have round two still.
Your word is estancia. Do you want the definition?
Yes, please.
Estancia, a cattle ranch in Latin America or the southwestern U.S.
Okay. Estancia, E-S,
Estancia. Estancia.
Yes! I almost dinged!
Wow.
All right!
It's also a neighborhood right next to Regis that I wanted to live in.
Oh, really? Very nice.
Really
okay.
Cool. I could never afford a house there unless somebody like died and like didn't give their house away or something and I would just like go in and squat. But like, okay. They're gorgeous houses. Estancia, looking at you.
Do you want to like, do we want to do round two right now?
No, we can do it in a second.
Okay, great.
Let's do that.
I need to
so
go back.
So here's, in case you're keeping
the
score.
Words get harder.
Let me just say this. God. If you were betting on this, who the stupidest person on the show was, my doubt is that the money was on T-Hack.
Yeah.
But right
it's not
now,
over yet.
All you can do, best case, is you get one right and we lose the next one.
And
then you're a three-way dumbass tie.
We're all dumb.
If that happens, I will pick one more word. You will all write it down and show me.
Oh, yes!
I like it.
It's the inaugural Slacker Show spelling bee. Rest of the words are next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hear ye, hear ye. Oh, I need fanfare music. I don't have it ready. We're doing...
Wait, we're not back in the medieval times. This is a spelling bee that's happening today.
Don't you think they started back in the like... where there was like people...
Yeah, trumpets for sure.
Like, and they would bring the kids up and then if they didn't get it right, they'd like, off with his head. Like... Well,
it started in 1925.
That's what I said.
Ooh, my. Well, 25 is a long time ago. Oh, yeah. It's the 100 year.
Oh,
duh.
You knew this?
I did. Okay. I forgot. Okay.
We're doing
a
spelling bee
quiz.
Yes. We're doing a spelling bee contest. We each have had a word.
Mm-hmm.
Say out loud one at a time your score. Tiek, what's your score so far?
I've got the bagel, goose egg,
yeah,
zero.
Goose egg. Aaron?
Mm-hmm. One.
And I, too, have 2 points because my word was
you
harder
no.
than yours.
You do not have 2 points.
Both got the easy ones. You got one that's a neighborhood in town.
No, that
she
was Aaron.
Had that.
That was
she
Aaron.
Had that. Aaron had that.
Okay, Aaron.
I didn't know it was a neighborhood.
I'm just firing at all of you. I don't care who gets
would
it.
Would you have spelled any of the words right? You obviously out loud.
Estancia, I would have. I would have guessed it right.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Honesty.
Yes.
So we're going back to T-Hack first?
I believe we are.
Right. Okay.
If you're playing along in your car, please.
All right, get your shovels.
Pull over safely.
Start digging.
Okay, here we go.
All right. The word is agnatic.
I'm sorry, what?
Would you like the definition?
Oh my God, this is, what are you doing?
Agnatic?
Agnatic.
I would like the definition, please.
The definition is relationships traced through the male line, relatives connected through fathers.
Yeah.
Agnatic.
What? Okay, can I just ask you a side question? Just while you're thinking about it.
Okay.
You be over there thinking about it.
I thought it was my turn.
What?
Do you hate T-Hack? Why?
It's the easiest of the words left.
What are you talking about? This is, okay. Say it again.
Agnatic.
Agnatic. We almost named our second child this. Agnatic. A-G-N-A-T-I-C, agnatic.
Yes.
Good job.
I also
spelled it correctly.
Sucker, I understand that you want to prove that you're the best, but wait your turn.
No.
And hold your paper up to the light so I can see through it better.
Okay.
I didn't know if there's that second C, like Antarctic.
Oh, right.
You know?
Agnactic.
It was, right.
I was trying to really enunciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, yeah.
This brings
Appreciate
me to
it.
A debate I've wanted to have on the show forever, and maybe this is not the time. When you've built something up in your mind, and then it just doesn't kind of live up to it. It's anticlimactic.
Climatic.
I don't know which is right.
I don't know.
I've always said climactic, and I don't know if that extra C is in that one. Is it anticlimactic? Because that feels like a weather thing. Or is it anticlimactic?
Mactic.
Interesting, because...
You would think anticlimatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I know
what's
people who
What's the thing called in a book or a movie where it's the
climax.
Top? The climax. That's right.
You didn't know that
okay,
one?
Can I have your fiancé's number?
I'd like to get back to the spelling bee.
No, on the board.
All right.
Better not be Slacker's word. Because we just spelled it for him.
All right. Who was next, Slacker?
I am next.
Your word is Jeanette. It's a nocturnal cat-like mammal with short legs, spotted fur, and a long, bushy, ringed tail. Jeanette.
This is where I need origin, because the origin would tell me if it's a G. If it's French, it's Jeanette, right? Mm-hmm. Or it could be a J. Do you think you're pronouncing it right?
Oh, I looked up all the pronunciations for these words.
Say it again.
Jeanette.
But say it real slow with your mouth and almost like you're spelling it.
Just spell the word. You can do this.
One more time.
Jeanette.
You guys.
She's getting closer to Janet with it.
I know. I'm just like, Jeanette. I think it's Genette. Damn it!
That oh sound God. If you missed it. It is G-E-N-E-T. It is simpler than G-E-N-E-T. I thought you were about to get it.
I did two T's.
You did two T's and an E, yeah. All right. Mm. All right, so if Erin gets this right right now, she is the winner of the first annual Slacker Show Spelling Bee.
It looks like, by the way, it's never first annual. It's always inaugural.
Sorry.
What a party pooper you are. Like, I literally like
I-N-A-U-G-U-R-A-L. Boom! Go ahead.
Do you think that this guy, like, needs to be right
I
all the time?
I have to be yes. right.
Okay, great. Erin, the last word is voracious. It means highly fruitful or prolific.
Say it again.
Voracious.
Voracious.
Either leave a winner or end up in Idiotville with me and Slacker.
Population two, but we're always looking for more.
I'm debating what the second letter is. F. I want to say E R. For F E R. A S C I O U S. Is it a U R? Oh.
You put an extra S in there.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's F E R A C I O U S.
Dang it.
All right, so we're going to have to go to a tiebreaker. I got to pull up a word real quick.
No.
Does everyone have something to write on?
Yes. We do.
Always. Okay.
And you cannot pull out your phones because, you know.
Okay, I don't have my phone right here.
I'm just saying, like,
Okay. One word to find the winner. God, I hope this is good radio. I don't really care.
The word is chapter.
She's got a big of a stutter.
I know it Harry sounds Potter-ter. Like I'm saying it chapter. Incorrect.
How
it
many chapters did you make?
It refers to the capital or the decorated head of a pillar or column. A chapter.
Do you think you're saying that right?
Yes.
Chapter. Do you know what we need right now? We need that like doo doo doo.
We did Yeah, confirmed. Locked. I said it correct. Okay, everyone, you're gonna turn them to me. Is Slacker ready? Okay, and we turned.
Oh,
we've got three different spellings.
Oh, no.
And we've got.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105. 9. Oh, no. It's time. Yes, that laughter signifies one thing and one thing only. It's Daily Diddy Dirt. Mm. Sometimes there's just not a lot of dirt, so this could be quick.
Well, there's some dirt.
Is there? I mean, a lot of the dirt that came out today, we had in yesterday's Daily Dirt. That. Like
yeah,
somebody
the whole
said the Kid
threatening
Cudi thing.
With the gun
yeah.
and the
we were cutting edge on that information yesterday.
You could say we were kid cutting edge.
You know when Hack was the pun guy on the show? It was one too many pun guys on the show.
Well, wait. I'm not.
I don't know. That was pretty bad.
That was bad.
It was horrifying. So this is when you get your, if you haven't been paying attention, maybe you're doing that for a reason and we're not going to let you not pay attention. This is your Daily Diddy Dirt. Is there anything happening today?
Well, we found out that he was trying to push for a mistrial. Is that correct?
Who's he?
The Diddy defense himself? Team.
Okay.
Which that's Diddy, yeah. right?
Yes.
Yeah,
Diddy.
Yes. Yeah. They were pushing for one.
And
they
denied.
They were accusing the prosecution of misconduct over implications from his fingerprint evidence that dealt with the Kid Cudi car thing.
They said that he destroyed fingerprint evidence.
There you go. That's the way to put it. But here's the thing. The car blowing up doesn't really have to do with his actual charges, so it doesn't matter.
That's what I don't understand. I'm on Suge Knight's side right now because Suge Knight just came out. Wait, are they on the same team?
Who's they?
I know they
Who
don't like
saying?
Each other. Is Suge and Diddy East Coast?
No, Suge is West Coast.
Okay.
But is Suge also in prison?
Suge is in prison, and if he's West Coast, he should be like, Diddy's going to get what's coming to him. But Suge Knight came out and said, they don't have enough on him. He's going to get off. Listen, if we're really doing the daily Diddy dirt,
Diddy
that is
definitely should walk.
Yes. So, I mean, it's weird if somebody who just like from his core hates him just because East Coast, West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, Suge was with Tupac and Snoop Dogg and all that stuff in the West Coast.
And Diddy was with Biggie and those
on the
guys.
East Coast. Yes.
Okay. Now I know. But even Suge, his sworn enemy, it's like it's like a mongoose and a cobra.
Okay. And he's defending him. So that's I get what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like the weird cobra and Ricky Tikki Tavi. I don't know who's who. Does anybody know what Ricky Tikki Tavi?
No.
You've unlocked something in my brain.
There's a movie we had to watch in school called Ricky Tikki Tavi.
And then there's like that Ricky Tikki Tavi. No, sorry.
No, that's a book.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
There's a comedian who talks about that book. It's hilarious.
Is Ricky Tikki Tavi the book with the mongoose and the cobra?
I have no idea.
It is.
Yes. Okay.
Googling it now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I was
only
right.
I know it from the stand-up.
I want, if you're listening to this show right now, one, commend you. You have some real
right.
tolerance.
Because we are giving you nothing.
We are giving you nothing. But do you think if there's some other show that has a Diddy update, that Diddy update included Ricky Tikki Tavi? Me thinks not.
Definitely
we're bringing
not.
Back childhood memories. Okay, give me another update.
We do know that Cassie gave birth, which is about 2 weeks after she left the witness stand. So she was really...
Isn't it 2 weeks already?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
We've been doing these horrible Diddy dirts.
We don't
for
do
two
them
weeks.
Every day. Even though we call it daily, there's some days there's just not enough. Like today, for example, we ended up at a mongoose.
Okay, well, Cassie has a third baby.
Is that the end of the dirt?
Okay. That is.
Okay. Mongoose is going to walk, I think.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies.
Yes?
You're included. I need your help. I gave my wife the ick.
Oh, no.
And I have to know how to get her back. What do I do?
Oh, no. Icks are usually irrecoverable.
And I've heard of this happening, and I'm like, oh, it's silly. And then I saw it happen to me like in real time, and I'm like, oh, it's real.
Did you poop in the same room as her?
No.
Okay, thank goodness. I wouldn't be able to recover from that.
Okay, but...
In the same room?
Yeah. Bathroom?
Hopefully.
That's probably the big... Yeah. If it was just in the living room, it's a different vibe.
It doesn't even matter if I'm in there or not. That will give me...
That's very true. Okay,
but can I just ask you, Erica? You are... I know we got to get to him, but I just need, this is a thing for me. You know that he poops, right?
I do.
So.
But I don't want to be in the room when it happens.
You don't want to be, but if there was a necessity.
When would there
Or if he was like really sick and he needed your help.
Yeah.
Well, like maybe
no,
he's like
you have
like
to hold a bucket
like...
in front of him because he's all exits, no waiting. Right?
Yeah.
He's like, he's this sitting is? On the toilet. Have you never...
This is going to make me quit my job.
You had to bring him medicine while he was in there or something.
It's like, oh God. Can you bring me... And it's like...
I mean, yeah, I love him. It's fine, but...
But you... I'm just like... I don't think I'd want to be around that stuff, but like... Something also about having a kid.
Yes. I was like, maybe once you have kids, it kind of doesn't matter anymore.
Then you've just been around just the Play-Doh magic poop factory, and you're like, okay, you do it. Also, during the process of having a kid, I don't know how to tell you this, he's going to watch you poop whether he wants.
True.
It is one.
It doesn't always happen.
You don't know how to.
Why do you make that sound?
I was going to say 100% true, but she cut me off because I wanted you to understand the impact
like
of how true you pooping in front of him is going to be.
I appreciate you trying to mansplain.
I don't
birth
think you appreciate
to me.
It.
I do know that's a possibility, but also he is going to be shoulders up.
Yeah.
There will be nothing
so
going
was
on.
I. But sometimes, you know that one firework that does the like ash snake?
What the heck?
Okay, I want to talk about T-Hack.
I just want...
No! I want to talk about T-Hack.
Okay. I just want you to know what's going to happen. 303-222-5423. Text in if you didn't poop at all I want zero texts. If you pooped zero during delivery,
no, I know
text
that
in. Everyone poops because you don't wear. It's like Erica.
I
push.
Believe my sister did not.
She pooped because you don't know where to push from.
Okay.
Did AHAC poop? Don't answer because you're already in trouble. You're already in trouble. Don't answer. Don't answer. Don't answer.
Can we go back to TAC?
So we were washing our dogs and part of washing our chihuahua, there are two chihuahuas, we're cutting their nails. So when we cut their nails, I hold them and then she does the
trimming.
The trimming, yes. No. So I'm holding the dog, Bentley, and he's real wiggly. And so he gets me and his nails are freshly and it just sliced my arm, just scratched the heck out of me holding him. I'm like, oh, he got me. It's fine. We finish. And then later I'm like, man, that really hurts. You know, it's like the dumbest injuries, like a paper cut. Sometimes it's just like,
it stings,
that hurts worse than if you just cut my finger off.
Right.
It feels
I'm going to say no.
It feels like. So I said to my wife, I'm like, man, he really got me. And she was like, yeah, okay. And then later I'm like, it's kind of bleeding. What should I put something on this? And she's like, really hurt you that bad?
Oh.
I'm like, well, no. I mean, it's, no. Oh, and it's just too late. And she just the tone, I could feel the shift. And she's like, really? That, it was
you
that
won't
bad?
Stop talking about it.
But he got me. There's
Can I see it?
Yeah,
can we see it? I'd like to evaluate if AHAC is in the wrong here.
This is a few days old by now, but he got me.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He got me? Oh, come on. I should have bloodied it up.
We are changing the name of the show to Icks and Hack.
Am I just out of luck?
Yo.
Wait.
It hurt. It stung. Stung.
I want to back him up a little. I have a puppy in case no one knows. And when he was little puppy, he would scratch me a lot. Mm. And it did hurt really bad.
Thank you. Thank you, strong woman.
I think you're going to have to just do something.
Yeah, I know you got to do something super manly.
Like maybe you need to come do the Manitou Incline with us.
Or skydive.
Oh, no. No. She doesn't want you dead.
Fake some sort of weird accident where it looks like a car is on top of Leo and you lift the car off of him.
Okay. Get my son involved.
That's the only way out of this, bro. You're going to have to.
Has she brought it up since?
No, and I've dropped it. That was a key for me. I was like, all right, don't bring it up anymore.
No, but now when she goes to the fridge and she grabs a jar of pickles and she can't get it off, does she walk over to Leo?
I thought it was unrelated. Now I'm piecing it together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't really have a teaser for my story, but here's what I want to say. I don't have a sound effect for it, so the people in the room are going to have to make the sound effects for my story, which makes it why you want to stay.
I'm a sound effect.
Oh, gosh. And I've got a story about a very bad situation.
If you already put a pun in here, okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
This story comes out of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you downside.
Kentucky. Louisville.
Why did you guys get so soft with your...
Because when you I spent some time in Owensboro.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like lemonade.
Was not aware.
Some sweet tea. Louisville.
This man and his Kentucky accent. Okay, so I did not know that in Kentucky...
Yeah.
...that there were bears?
Oh! Yeah. Yeah, there's bears, beets, Battlestar Galactica.
Okay. Well, in Kentucky, a family was shocked last week because they woke up to a super loud crash in their kitchen. Oh. They walked in and found a bear sitting on their stove.
Oh.
Just
kind of
hanging out.
What?
It's like a hot spring
Except
for him.
The bear I don't think the stove was on. Oh. But the bear had actually climbed up a ladder outside of their home.
Okay.
Squeezed into the opening in the attic.
Okay.
And then crashed through the attic and ended up in the kitchen.
Oh, that's got to be surprising for the bear.
Yeah, I hope he wasn't sitting there injured, actually, on the stove.
He might have been hurting.
The family called Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. And when officers arrived, the bear was still sitting on the stove.
Because it's warm.
Yeah, this one's just right.
That was a Goldilocks joke.
I get it.
Bear's fine. They calmly guided the bear out, and that was that.
Mm.
But a bear climbing a ladder through an attic?
Yeah. You're not taking the obvious thing, and it's...
unbearable?
What is the obvious thing here?
It's the headline, and maybe it was a bear B&B.
Did you write that headline? Yeah, you did. Sure you did. Wrote the headline.
My story is not from Florida, but it's from Colorado! Who wants to tackle the Colorado accident?
Oh, Colorado. Hello?
In Durango, Colorado, police were called once again for an escaped kangaroo.
Huh?
I don't have a kangaroo. That's your sound effect for a kangaroo? I think you got to make the boing sound.
Oh, boing, 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 boing. It wasn't bad.
Does anyone else want to take a crack at that? Or it marks Irwin the Red Kangaroo's second escape.
Irwin.
I think we have some footage from his first escape here.
Boing, boing, boing. I'm Irwin.
They boing. Don't have the power of speech.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Boing.
Okay. First.
What else sound do they make?
I don't know enough about kangaroos to check her on it. She could be right.
Irwin escaped when he was a baby kangaroo first.
Mm.
Boing.
And he's escaped once again as an adult.
Boing. Boing.
I honestly, that's the whole story. There really isn't more. Police and wildlife came and got him, but I just wanted to see if Erica would survive the hazing of being a kangaroo for 3 minutes. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.